Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is Catherine Merrow, your host. I'm the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, January 14th, and we're broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, where it is sunny at the moment. Today we're going to be talking about TMJD, temporomandibular jaw dysfunction, or pain in your jaw, and today's sponsor is JawPainNaturalRelief.com, helping you get rid of your jaw pain naturally. Jaw pain, natural relief. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach, and you can always get more information at www.SimplePainRelief.com. SimplePainRelief.com. TMJ, or TMJD, the TMJ means the temporomandibular joint of your jaw. It's where your lower jaw moves from your upper jaw. That refers to the area around your temple and your jawbone. Your jawbone is also called the mandible. This joint is supposed to move smoothly, but when it doesn't, you might get a diagnosis of TMJD, which is temporomandibular joint dysfunction. Dysfunction means it's not working quite as it ought to be. What can cause your TMJ, the joint of your jaw, to stop moving smoothly? Well, there are several things. Sometimes it's an injury or a trauma that causes the joint to dislocate, like you got smacked in the face or had a car accident and bumped into your window. It can be overuse of the powerful jaw muscles in certain positions. It can be as simple as always sleeping on the same side if you're a side sleeper, and if that allows your jaw to drop to one side, it can cause it when you're sleeping for 6 or 8 hours like that. In the daytime, when you're standing upright, you're still going to have some of that muscle pull because it got used to that during the night. That might be as easy as starting to sleep on your other side. And if you have to change sides of the bed or have to make your bed partner move over, just do it. Having a forward head posture puts a lot of strain on your neck and jaw muscles. That can cause TMJD. Forward head is when your heavy head has started to move in front of your body. So ideally, all of our joints are lined up. Our knees are over our ankles. Our hips are over our knees. Our shoulder is over our hip bone. And our ears line up with the outside edge of our shoulder. But if our shoulders have moved forward and our head has moved forward, that puts a lot of strain on your neck and your jaw muscles. A clue might be if you have headaches, neck pain, upper back pain, and knots, that could be that you have a forward head posture. Another clue is when you're standing, just stand for 5 minutes with your 2 feet lined up with each other, and just stand there for 5 minutes. And in 5 minutes, see where you feel the pressure on your toes or on your feet. Is the pressure balanced, heel, outside edge of the foot, toes, or do you feel like you're hanging on to the floor with your toes? If all of your pressure, all of your weight is in your toes, that means you have a forward head posture too. If you ask somebody to look at you from the side, if you're not sure, and if they can tell you, no, your ear is over your chest instead of over your shoulder, that could be a clue too. You might even have somebody take a sideways standing picture of you so you can look yourself. It's good to know what we're doing. If you have dental work, sometimes that has misaligned your jaw by not lining up your teeth correctly. How could this happen? Well, most dentists, when they say, okay, rub your teeth together on that little piece of whatever that paper is, and let's see if the bite is lining up properly. Are they having you lay down on your back so that you're in that reclined position? Because that is not the position that you are in when you chew your food or when you walk or when you drive your car. So when they put that little paper in your mouth to see are your teeth lining up properly, you should be in an upright position. You should be sitting up in the chair. The first several times I did that to my dentist, he was surprised, but now he's used to it. He knows I'm going to do that. If your bite fits well, whether you have false teeth or fillings or whatever, when it fits well when you're reclining backward, that doesn't help you when you're upright. That can cause your teeth to misalign your jaw. And also scoliosis or curvature of the spine can cause jaw pain. Now scoliosis, which is a curve in the spine, it could be forward curve, sideways curve. All of us accommodate differently to something. And scoliosis, just like everything else in our body, because we're all one unit, we're not a bunch of parts, we are all one unit. Scoliosis has a cause too, or it might have more than one cause in some people. And that causes very often a leg length difference. Sometimes it's a difference in one, the side of the pelvis is smaller than the other. So if you have a tilt in your hips, you will have a tilt in your jaw because your whole body is working together. And of course, there can be other causes, but very often the cause turns out to be muscular, because muscles are responsible for most of our pain. And everything on the list of items that I talked about, except for your dental work, involves your muscles. Your dental work involves your teeth, or, you know, teeth or bones too. So almost always muscles. If the powerful chewing muscles become tighter on one side than the other for any reason, like side sleeping or getting smacked in the face, they can pull your jaw out of alignment. Muscles move bones. Your jaw is a bone. Tight muscles on one side of your head can pull it out of alignment or out of line. But you can get your smooth movement back. That's good news. You have a smart body, and it can heal. And bodies heal all the time. They need a little help from you. Muscles do get tight, but they can be relaxed or released. If you can help those jaw muscles relax, your TMJ problems can go away. Your TMJ can move back into its neutral position where it used to move smoothly. According to my training, an interesting thing about the disc in the TM joint is that it can regenerate itself. It can regenerate itself. No other disc in the body can do that. They can get rehydrated or plumped up again, but it can actually regenerate itself. And how cool is that? What if your jaw clicks? Well, if you can relax the muscles around the joint, that can help it realign itself and may help get rid of your click. Sometimes you might need somebody, a neuromuscular massage therapist, to help you correct your posture and eliminate the click. But your body is really smart and it wants to be well. Sometimes it just needs you to learn a little more so you can help it get out of pain. But you can't just learn. You have to take action. Learning doesn't count if you don't take action. One way to take action is to do it yourself. I have a program that I would recommend to you. It's our sponsor today, Jaw Pain Natural Relief.com, www.jawpainnaturalrelief.com. My friend Christian there understands how the whole body is involved when your jaw hurts. And he has developed a system of very simple movements that you can do to help the muscles around your head and face and throat and neck relax. All of those muscles are involved with your TMJ or jaw pain. Now, when an area of your body lets go of its tension, you're going to feel more relaxed all over. The really good thing is that when all of those muscles around your head, joint, in your jaw, neck, low back, are more in alignment and balanced, you're also going to have fewer headaches and less neck pain and feel better in a whole lot of ways. Another way to take action is to find and go to a skilled massage therapist who can help you get rid of your TMJ pain. Since muscles are usually the culprit, if the therapist understands how to help those muscles release or relax, they can give you a lot of relief. If your muscles are really, really tight, there may be some discomfort when you have this muscle work done. But if your therapist is well trained, you will have a tremendous amount of benefit. Here are two actions that you can take today. Make an appointment with a well-trained massage therapist or a neuromuscular massage therapist. Check out the massage category at simplepainrelief.com, www.simplepainrelief.com, for an article on how to find a massage therapist who can help you. Just go to simplepainrelief.com, go to the categories on the right-hand side, scroll down till you find them, and look for the massage category. There's a whole article there to help you find a massage therapist who can help you. Just don't ask them, can you work with TMJ pain? Because a lot of therapists will say, yes, they can, even though they really can't. You can learn more about the do-it-yourself program to do at home at jawpainnaturalrelief.com. That's the one I mentioned earlier. Our sponsor today, www.jawpainnaturalrelief.com. You can learn how to stop suffering with TMJ pain, and that's a very good thing because you deserve to feel better. Now, you know, there are other things, too, that you can do for the pain in your jaw. If it's hard to open and close your mouth, or if you clamp your teeth together without even thinking about it, those are symptoms that the muscles around the joint are causing. And the muscles are not just outside of your mouth, on the outside of your head. They're also inside your cheeks and even in the back of your throat. That's why it's important to find a massage therapist who's really familiar with TMJ, who can really help you. You can also, here's something you can do. I'll bet if you press your finger all around your jaw area on the inside of your mouth or your cheek muscle, your tissue meets the bone, you're going to find some tender areas. If you just press into them or gently massage them inside and out at the same time for several seconds until they start to feel less tender, that'll help them start to be relaxing. I want to thank you for joining me today at painreliefradio.com. Next week, join me on Thursday, January 21st at 1 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about using massage for pain relief. This is Catherine Merrill. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. For more information about getting rid of your aches, pains, and other symptoms naturally, go to simplepainrelief.com. And please visit our sponsor, jawpainnaturalrelief.com, helping you get rid of your head pain naturally. Today is Thursday, January 14th. Remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better.